Svar is over here in the Sugya of Shinimara. So the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel says that Hidiach Boi Sali Zaysim Sali Anov Mishin Mishmarav Kosher. That there's a Shinimara by something which is from the outside, Sali Zaysim Sali Anovim, it's kosher. The Biyosi says, Me'atzeva Poisanoisa Bishloisha Lugim, and Poisanoisa Bishinimara. That Me'atzeva doesn't have a Psul Shinimara. So, Kipshutai, you see from over here, that even though the color of the water changed, but there's certain halachas to what has to change the mind. It's not enough that just the water doesn't look like clear water like it used to look. If it, something else got mixed into it, that makes you, when you look at the mayim, you see a different color, but really nothing about the mayim changed. And Meitzeva means that it's called, in the Rishonim, somehow it's called Les Be Mashasha, the Mamasha. So even though you have a Shinui in the Mara doesn't, the water doesn't look like it is, like it used to look, still it's not possible. However, if Yayin or Moichel or some Meperis falls in, then it passes a Shinui Mara. So, still, we have to understand why is it that if there is a Psul Shinimara, why do we care exactly what caused the Shinimara to happen? Kipshuta, the Psul would be that the Mayim doesn't, there's a Psul in the Mayim, it's dirty water, whatever, it's Shinimara. So the Pashup Shat would be that itself is a Psul. So, if that's the Psul, so what do I care how it changed? Nishtana Me'elov, the Beisaisa brings the Shem Rambam. Nishtana Me'elov is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? L'chayra, there's a psul in the mayim, that the mayim is Nishtana Marav. It could be the taka that are some poiskim that hold like that, and you have to machalik, like Pesach Tshuva brings down. If you burn water, what's the halacha? I don't know what it means exactly, burn water, but it's got smoky, and it looks black, the water. But there's a whole nidun over there. But Pashup Shat, it's not enough that the water changed color. The water has to, it's only if it's only mikrach certain things. It's not stamazai that the water is not good. So you have to know what's pshat in that. So the emesis is in Mufurish Gemara, that it's brought down over here, the Tesis Yom Tov brings some Bim'ayin in the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Dafkuf Memdalad and Beis, Gemara in Shabbos says, has a shayla about tardin, some sort of parsnip, some vegetable or something, shesachtan. So the shayla is that it's talking about over there, chaschita. Schita is when you turn a solid, you take a liquid out of a solid. But if the liquid that comes out is not considered a mashke, so it could be it's not schita because it's just turning the oichel into oichel. It's just reshaping the oichel. It's not taking a mashke out of the oichel. So we know that certain things have a shem mashke, like yayin has a shem mashke from the Navim, and shemen has a shem mashke, the Torah calls it a mashke. But what about other things? So tardin shesachtan, what's the din? So the Amar Rav Chisda, the Gemara tells Tzu, a member from Rav Chisda, l'gabi shinimara. The Amar Rav Chisda, tardin shesachtan, v'nasnen b'mikvah, poislen es mikvah b'shinimara. So this tardin liquid is poisle the mikvah b'shinimara. By you going and being soaked out the tardin, that alone gives it a shame mashke to the yotzi mimenu. So you see that the yotzi mimenu has a shame mashke. That must be why Rav Chisda passes the Pshuni Mar. Means the Gemara is saying that it's only shayach the Pshuni Mar and someone who has a teres mashke min atero. And if it has a teres mashke, then it can have a shinimara. In other words, what's the other way to look at the tardin? Shesachtan is basically when it's in its liquid form, it's still tardin. It's still tardin. It's just in a liquid form. So basically, Umar is saying, if you take a liquefied fruit, you take a fruit, but you make it into, it looks like it's a liquid, and you throw it into the mikvah, and it makes a shinimara, it will be kosher. It has to have a teres mashke to it. So Rav Papa argues on that. Rav Papa says, "Kol davar she'ein oisin mimenu mikvah lechatchila poisas mikvah b'shinimara." But you have to know what that means exactly. what does that mean exactly? But he, the Rambam actually brings down like Rochizda, but then the Mepharshim say he doesn't. It still basically means anything which is trying to make a mikvah out of it. You make a mikvah and shayach a tevila in this thing, so then it's also shayach to make a shinui maariv, even if it doesn't have a physical. As long as it's physically shayach a tevila in it, then it's shayach a mikvah in it. And mele since shayach a mikvah in this thing, so mele. Maybe it's also shaykh to shuni mar. But akpani, you see from this quote, there's this very big akpadis exactly what's making a shuni mar. It has to be a teres mashka to it. So, what's the bir adavar in this gemara that according to Chizda you need to have dafka teres mashka, and for sure like a Chizda. So, b'chayra, what you see from over here is that the aleph base of the aleph, the starting point. Is that the sort of the psul shuni mara is not that there's a problem with the mayim that it looks like a different color. That colored mayim is the puzzle for mikvah. No, that's not the yisoid. The yisoid adavar is that if you introduce a foreign mashke into the mikvah, so memela that foreign mashke that also has an ability to be part of a mikvah. So since that thing, which also has the ability to be part of a mikvah, now that's becoming that it's chal in the mikvah, this other inyan, this other mashke, and mele now that passes a mikvah, because now we see that in the mikvah you have this mashke. To say it's not a problem that the mayim turned color, that the mayim is a problem. The problem is that now you see that since the yayin kolin, let's say the yayin or the mashke came in and it had an effect on the mayim, had an effect here. It's not bottle. It had an effect here. It's kaim as its mar is here. So we mainly have to down with the yayin. So the yayin is what makes the problem. It's not that the mayim is a problem. That the mayim colored water is a problem. It's that the yayin is enough here that you have to deal with the yayin. And since you have to deal with the yayin coming into the mikvah, that's the psul. Now, interesting, Agav.
Yayin
puzzle. Huh?
Yayin
puzzle. So you can't make a mikvah out of yayin. But happens to be interesting to note that this unbelievable Chidush Aran, whatever the Shitel Aran, whatever it is in Sechta Shabbos exactly, but it's printed as this Chidush Aran. He brings from Rabbi Yonasan, back to Rabbi Yonasan. So he brings back to Rabbi Yonasan. The machloikas between a papa and Rav Chizda is Haim the Pligi Bezet. And he says, Svilil Rav Chizda, the way Pasli Ela B'Mikvah Chaser. Rav Chizda says it only passels, Shini Mara only passels a mikvah by a mikvah chaser. Kid the Amar begim a lugin maim shuvin, the way Pasli Ela B'Mikvah Chaser. So too, Shini Mara. A mikvah shalem, loy Pasli. Memela has to be a mashke because it has to become part of the mikvah. But Rapapa holds that no, it could possibly, even if it's a mikvah sholem, because it doesn't have to be a mashke. You know, it sounds like he's saying maybe that this is like Shukah the Machlokes, that Rav Chizda holds this idea that it has to go into the mikvah, whatever that means exactly, like your question, but it has to go into the mikvah. So it has to go into the mikvah, then we know that you can't just come in after mikvah shalom. It's a whole different status. Once the mikvah shalom, you can't anymore affect the mikvah. So mele, the whole soul is only by mikvah chaser. But according to Rav Papa, it doesn't have to be a teres mashke that you can make a mikvah out of it. So you're going to make it out of so what's the pshat? What's pshat in Rav Papa? It sounds like he's saying pshat in Rav Papa is that it's stomach passless. So stomach passes, even you can pass the mikvah even after it's shalom, but it's not going into defining what the mikvah is. And that's his pshat. You know, obviously, we don't go like the whole pshat because we're going that everyone holds you could have it afterwards. So that's not the machlokes. It's something else. But al kaponim, l'chora, what's stated over here is that we're not coming to say the aleph is that the mikvah, the mayim, because it's nishtanu marav, mayim is possible. We're coming to say that the other mashke is strong over here. The other mashke is strong over here. Since the other mashke is strong over here, so memel, that's kaveya. That's kaveya. How we're going to see the mikvah. Now, the emes is is that the whole makar that the Rishonim bring the makar for the psul of Shini Maris from the Teres Kehanim. Teres Kehanim says mikvah mayim lo mikvah kol maskin kulam. So in other words, the problem with the mikvah is not because this type of mayim is not good. It's because you already have a mikvah of mashkim. Once you have a mikvah of mashkim, so mamela the mashkim entered into the mikvah. So now the mashkim are building it up. I let it be bought. That's only me. No, the Shini Mara says that once there's a mara, once they affect and they come in, and the mara of the mashke is kayim in the mikvah, then the mikvah has to deal with this mashke, and the mashke is part of the mikvah. Now, the exactly what the agdar is. It's that alone l'chayra. What you're asking is that yayin and meperis is ein malin, you say. So the did of ein malin is, gufa, is that they don't participate in the mikvah. The did ein malin is similar to shuvim, is that the gufa misnaget to the mikvah, so they stand separate from the mikvah. Otherwise, be'emes is that they should be bottle. Be'emes is that why they should be bottle. Be'etzem. Right, so you have 39 mayim and one yayin. It didn't make a shini mara, so it should be bottle. So it should gufa, should be malin. The malin gufa says it has a din not to be shaykh to what's going on over here in the mikvah, to be separate, to be misnagit to the mikvah. So you have 39 and one. It's two separate things. So, but if it makes a shini mara, so now it's becoming part of the mikvah. Now the mikvah has in it the mayim and the yayin. So it's not a mikvah mayim anymore because now it has both. It has the yayin in it. You have to deal with the yayin. So it loses its ein malin, Shabbat. So it kufa became part of the mikvah, and it became part of the mikvah, and now it passes. I think that you could say geshmak hazach with this, by the way, is that the Ravid in the end of the Asagas Perek Zayin, the Ravid says, mechudish de kazach, not like the Rash. The Beis Yosef already points out it's not like the Rash. That the Ravid says, halacha, that if you had a mikvah, let's say the mikvah had in it 25 saw, and then you added in one saw of yayin, and then now you have, and then you add another 14 saw of mayim. My math is right. So you add 14 saw of mayim. So you add so, and that changed over the mikvah back to mayim. So it's kosher. It's kosher. It means you could use the mayim. You could use the yayin for your 40. So the Mishnah says ain malin. So lashon of the Ravid, how can you use a part of your 40? So he says the Ravid says. It says that mitoch shamayim shechozru yayin mitar af hayayin shenofel b'hem mitar imoim shezem moishach hazeh v'zem moishach hazeh. So it could be what he means is that really the only reason why yayin is not mitzav to the mikvah is midin ein malin. There's a halacha ein malin, so they're separate. They stand separate and apart from the mikvah. But the second they passel the mikvah b'shunimara, they came into the mikvah. So now the mikvah is both. So now it's part of the mikvah. Once it loses its din that it's not mal, it's not standing separate from the mayim. So now when it comes back in and it's all mariyayin, so the taket din is batal to the mikvah because it loses the din ain malin. So it's not standing separate.
Why is it
possible? What?
Why is it possible in the first place?
That's because once it makes a shini mara, you don't have that din anymore. Now it's part of that mikvah. The mikvah is made up of both, so it's not separate from the mikvah. It's not separate from the mikvah. It could become batal to the mikvah.
Why is it made up of more if it changes the color?
What?
If it just disobeys and you don't see it,
that's the halacha we're learning. That is the din. The Shini Mara says it is here. In your day, maybe, I don't know, whatever, it's separate.
Is here but, as part of the mikvah, or is here as in...
It's here to create, it's here to have a din in the mikvah. It's here that the mikvah has to deal with, to reckon with this. Now, the mikvah is separate. Now mikvah mayim and yayin. The yayin made it into the mikvah. Because it affected the mayim also. I didn't change over the shame of the mayim. I'm saying it affected what we see here. What we see here, we see the ayin. So if you see it, then it becomes part of the mikvah. That's the chiddush. That's how it gets into being part of the mikvah.
You point out the fact that yayin is not kosher for a mikvah.
Yeah.
Because of that comes from Sharmash. Comes from Treskan.
Sharmashkim. You want to know Sharmashkim that are kosher mikvah?
No longer the regular din of email.
Right. Some scientists. Right.
The way you're seeing the rabbi depends even on the rabbi. Even the rabbi that's tafkamar yayin, can't none of what you're saying. That shaila, if the tisafta is it's mar mayim or it's shemar, it's mar yayin. I'm amazing. It's a new din. It's the universe riot.
No, he's not. I don't think he's talking about that.
The
Ravid,
he is. He's going on that case.
Okay. Okay. But,
what? A transparent liquid. If at the moment there is the money, a transparent liquid would make a password or not? Because you cannot see the money, but it's a different.
No, but let's say cholov, you can't make a mikvah with milk, even though it matches up with the water, because at the end it's ein malin. At the end it's not part of it, so it never became bottled to it, and it's also not, it's not, it stands separate from it. Any other liquid will stand separate from the mikvah.
Even yain, if you put in yain, it wasn't...
White wine. Yeah. White wine also is going to be like that. It's going to stand separate from the mikvah. That's the whole kiddush of the Ravid. The Ravid thing. But if it changed, then it can change back. So I'm saying because you lost the din ein malin, became part of the mikvah now. So the point is that the shini mara, the din is that's how the mashka gets into being part of the mikvah. And now the mikvah has to deal with this. So that was pshat that the restraining were madgish talking not like the Rabbi Yonasan that the chiddush of shinimara is even if there's a mikvah shalom. L'chora, if the water is, it's a psul in the mayim, so then l'chora, it's pashat that it should be like that. But if over here they're being madgish and Taka Rabbi Yonasan says it's a chiddush, the chiddush doesn't hold like that. That the way we're explaining that you're coming to reestablish really over here what type of mikvah you have, shtikal chiddush that after it's mikvah shalim you could do that, and that's good for the hadgash of the rishonim that it's not like she'uvim. That means she'uvim is a halacha that it only gets into being establishing the mikvah before it's shalim mikvah shalim. But after it's mikvah shalom, it's already considered mikvah the adam. You're only adding to the old mikvah. So you could think that maybe shinimar should be like that also. And Teretz says that the shinimar is a chiddush that it establishes. It could come in even by mikvah shalom. Now, there's a safa to that. Is that the Beis Yosef brings from the Rashba? It's the last Rashba in Teres Abayis Hakotzer in the Sharmaim. That the Sharmaim says shinimar kates that a few nafal sham yain etzira meichav shinimar. Shekashim shein anipsel b'mayim sh'ah. A mayan is not nifsal. He says a mayan is not nifsal b'shinimar. So he says why? Shekashim shein anipsel b'mayim sh'uvim kach ein anipsel b'shinimar. That's what he says. So, l'chayra, what's he saying? So, what's the shaykh? Since it's not nifsal b'shuvim, it's not nifsal b'shinimar. But shinimara is if it's a problem, like we're saying, if it's just it's a problem be'etzem in mayim, so it's a problem in the mayim of a mayim also. The point is that, like we said last time, we were saying last time in the Ravid, that the idea of a mayim is different than a mikvah. A mayim is be'etzem, it's not coming, it's not being kiboitzach from what type of kivu you have. It's be'etzem, there's a mitzis of a mayim. So memela, the mayim is the mayim because it's the mayan, and therefore, even if you add in yayin to it, so you're never going to establish the shem mayan based on the yayin that's a foreign liquid to it. And the mayan is always going to remain the shem mayan. Now, she's going to mikvah, which is defined by what's here, so memela, by a mikvah, that's where shinimar could have that the yayin is part of the kivoy, and therefore the yayin does establish what type of mikvah you have. But in my mayan, you wouldn't say that. I do have a little bit of a question, which I'm not going to... Clark right now how to say the answer, but it is interesting that so he compares, so he says shinimara is like shuvim, and since shinimara is like shuvim doesn't pass la mikvah, shuvim doesn't pass la mayan, so shinimara doesn't pass la mayan. We had last sugya that the Ravid said that from this that mayan doesn't pass la mikvah, this that shuvim doesn't pass la mayan is the same. From there we learn that Shuvim doesn't pass La Mikvah after it's Shalim. The Ravid. But he holds that Shinimara does pass a Mikvah after it's Shalim. So by Mayan he held that there's a comparison between adding in Shinimara and after it's complete and to Shuvim. And he learned one from the other. But by Mikvah there's a Chilak. By Mikvah, even though Shuvim, you have the Svara of, by Shuvim you have the Svara of the of the Mayan, and because the Shem Mikvah is Kayim, and the Shem Mikvah is Kayim, and therefore even if you add Shuvim, you know, your whole Mikvah is made up of Shuvim. So the way we were learning in the Ravid is you have in your Mikvah Shuvim and Mikvah, but the Shem Mikvah blives, and therefore your Mikvah has in it Shuvim. That's not a problem, because he learned that from Mayan. So how come, by Shinimara, if Yayin comes in and makes a Shinimara, and the Yayin is here, so why didn't he learn out from Mayan there also to say that the Kibui Mayan blibes, even though you have in it two things, you have in it Mayim and Yayin. So, I'm not clawing that 100%. But this is the what it seems like that these Rishonim are saying. So from the Igros Moshe took this whole thing to him a whole nother level, another step. That
where is
what?
What's
the Igros Moshe is Simon Kuf Yotes. It's eight anafim. You'll see over there. It's either it's Kuf Yodzayin, Kuf Yotes. Chaykav? Yeah. It's a tshuva on Shelag. It's a tshuva on Shelag. And he writes over there eight anafim. And at the end here it says, Achoysim mitzich onyov mitzukov. Like apparently, he didn't have an easy life in general, but it sounds like when he wrote this, it was particularly shver. It's unbelievable. So he writes over there. He has over there in the last anaf. He has the clash that the Olam was asking right away in the right when you're reading the Mishnah. That how come when you could be malib b'kosef on a mikvah that has a shini mara, well, chorig the mikvah that has a shini mara is possible. And the mikvah that has shini mara is possible. So memela, how is the kasha of the shuvim that come in? That kasha that the Olam had. So he says over there, this idea, to use this idea to answer that kasha is already a big chiddush, but he basically says that the whole psul is a psul in the Shem of the Mikvah, but since you have 40 sub mayim ksherim, b'chlal, the yayin didn't change the mayim b'chlal. Means, he said, you have 100% mayim ksherim, and the mayim are bet some good mayim. But the Shem Mikvah is possible because it has in it shini marit. So the Shem of the Mikvah is possible. So hasn't it Yain, we're calling it? So Mamela Zokter. So since the Mayim is still like that, so you could do you pour in Shuvim, it makes a shaka from the Mayim. Which is not like the whole Chaim that we had, that the whole way you do a shaka is to kasha Shuvim is the same way you kasha from Tahara, which Rashi himself says that's the Shem Mikvah, Revius, whatever. So he's not saying that. He's saying it's out the chibur to the mayim makes it like mechubur lekarka, more like a mitzias dika thing. It makes it mechubur lekarka, and that takes away the shem shov. So shem shov is because there's mayim that are mechubur lekarka, and they're good mayim, and be'etzem and meila they're not yain, they're not puzzled mayim, they're good mayim and the mechubur lekarka. So you could add more to it and invite the mechubur lekarka. So it takes away the shem shov. He's got to go over there to argue on the pischei tshuva about shelig if you could pour shuvim over snow. To you pour hot water over the snow to melt it. So the Pesach Tshuva says that since we, according to most Shittas, the Shach, you cannot be toivel b'sheleg. So Mela, there's no mikveh yet. If there's no mikveh yet, you're going to do pour in shuvim. It's pouring in shuvim. It's gimelugim b'tchila. So Dr. Moshe, the problem with sheleg is that it's felt in the kivui, but the mayan, it's still mayan. So Mela. Mimele, it's enough to do hashaka to it. This he proves it. He uses this verb to explain that. Then anyway, the
huge jump.
I mean, in shelig, it's a whole yisoid. What he's saying there, it's
not chal b'shem mikvah. It's not much deeper. Absolut.
But the mayim is mayim mechubar mekarka. This is why he's got into this. That's what I'm saying. Why he got into shinimara there. But al-Kaponim, it's the same idea that l'chayra, we're not coming to say this is colored water and therefore it's possible. No, we're not coming to do that. We're coming to establish that the yayin kriks iron into the mikvah and establishes that we see over here a mikvah that has in it shar mashkim, and therefore that itself goes into establishing the shem of the mikvah over here. And that's the yisur of the psul. Now, according to this, l'chayra, we could answer a tmiya atzuma in the Gemara Makis, that the Gemara Makis goes on the next din. The next din is there's a Mishnah. The shloisha lugin mayim shenafel osoich and yain. Do they pass b'shuvim? Yain that had in the shini mara does it pass b'shuvim? So Amar Yuda Marav shloisha lugin mayim shenafel osoich and kurtav shal yain umarein kamar yain nafel mikvah lepasul. So Rav said a very nice halacha that if you have yain and made a shini mara to the water, the water is no longer subject to the din of mayim shuvim. Okay, very nice halacha. So, frek Rav Kahana, maskif Rav Kahana, v'chima bein zeh lemeitzeva. What I mean by Rabbi Yossi says that meitzeva doesn't become ois shov. It doesn't become zamafgir from Torah Shuvim. So, according to you, it should be. As I frek Rav Kahana and Rabbi Yossi, and Rav. And Rav answers that, mamli Rav ha-hasamayi, that tziva mikri ha-chacham mezigo mikri. So, the tmiya is that the Chor Rav didn't say anything. Rav, all he said was that yayin is, once you introduce yayin to mayim, there's a shuni mara, and therefore it's not shayach to shov. So what are you asking for meitzeva? The chiluk between yayin and meitzeva is muchach from the Mishnah before already. The Mishnah before itself said this chiluk, that in the shuni mara of the mikvah, if you have a mikvah, and you have in the mikvah yayin, it passes the mikvah b'shuni mara. If you have meitzeva, it doesn't pass the mikvah b'shuni mara. So you already know meneu beit that there's a chiluk between yayin and meitzeva. So why is this a question on Rav now? Why is this question on Rav? So in Shur B'Shmor he has a rikus on this question to Malcolm. But the it's a boilerdicker question. But according to this, L'chaira, the teretz is that it was talking two separate things. This that we know that there's a chiluk between yayin and meitzeva is because in mikvah is because yayin when you bring yayin into the mikvah, so now you establish the mayim, like Rav Moshe said, the mayim shaboy is be'etzem good mayim, but you introduced yayin into the mikvah. Now the mikvah, the shem of the mikvah has in it yayin, and meitzeva doesn't have that problem because all it did is discolor the water, but you didn't introduce any different taras mashke into the mikvah. So that's pasha. So good. Now Rav's coming along and saying a chiddush. They have shlosh alugin of mayim, and you add yayin. So now it's not shov. Vasepis. Why is it not shov? Because you added in yayin. So what? Fine, but I still have shlosh alugin mayim. Why shouldn't it be shov? Why doesn't it make shuvim? So Elamai, you must be saying that ter shov. There's taka a new problem that you discolored the water, something like that. So that was Rav Kahana's question. So you're telling me that there's a problem because the water itself, if it's discolored mayim, Chazal weren't geyser or whatever, there's no din of gimel lugin on mayim, which mayim itself has a shinui mara to it. Okay, so that's a whole different halacha. So now he asks, so why doesn't meitzeva have this? L'chaira, you don't need to be introducing a new mashke here. You just have to, according to you, as long as it changes the mara, l'chaira, it should be a problem. Rav, no, that's not what I was saying. I wasn't saying stam that mayim that doesn't look like mayim is not called mayim for shuvim. He introduced a new idea. Amalei Rava hasamai the tziva mikri ha'vacham meziga mikri. Is Rav saying a whole new ufreis, a whole new step that you didn't necessarily need for the din of shuni mara and mikvah? The whole new step is that now I do the shuni mara, I'm calling it basar the mashke. That the yayin comes and the yayin is meshana the water to becoming yayin. It's all chefts of yayin. It's yayin meziga. So this is a whole new step that you're making it ois mayim into yayin. And on that, my meitzeva also is still meitzeva. And that was the yisoid of Rav. So what Rav is saying is that we establish the entire shem lemashka based on the coloring. Based on the Mara. And Reb Chiya argues on that and it still has a Shemar. Fine. Lemaisa in the if this is Taka true, so then what happened to the old Sugi before? Good. So once that's true, so now you have Rav's din and Rav is saying that you could turn Mayim into Yayin once it's Yayin Ziva. So what happened to what we were saying before? So then Stamus, it's the mikvah of Shara Mayim. I mean, like a Moshe's din, for sure it's like that, the mayim is still here, and so, I'm saying is that once you have this halacha, is that what's going on in the Mishnah of Hashini Mara? So, l'chayra, the chilkas pashat, is that the Ravid himself said that. The Ravid himself says, the halacha we pass like this is when it says in the Mishnah, it says, the Mishnah keeps on saying the lashon shinu esmarav. So the Ravid is medayik from that it says shinu esmarav, and it doesn't say that it turned into yayin. That memela zok the Ravid that you see from here that even if it doesn't look like yayin, but it's shinu the marav mayim. So then the halacha is that it's possible shinu marav, because that's enough to say that the yayin affected over here the mikvah, and we see the effect of the mayim of the yayin in the mikvah. But according to the Diak of the Ravid, then in Mishnah Hey, when you talk about this din of Rav, it's a Shloshalugan Mayim and Novel Surfing Court of Yayin, Bare Marian Kamari Hayayin. There it does say that it's Marian Kamari Yayin, Nafal Mikvah. Means that the whole sugya of Rav of Makis is only when it turned into Yayin. It turned into Shinui Mara Yayin, that's where you have this din, because it's Taka Yayin Maziga. It's Taka Yayin Maziga. So that's the sugya over here. The sugya in Makis is a whole separate sugya. It's not Shaitz of the sugya Shinui Mara directly. It's a sugya where Idei the Shinui Mara, Idei that you introduced the Ayin now made the Mayim look like Yayin. It has a din Yayin to it. It's Yayin Meziga. The Mela doesn't have Shoshalugin. This chilak, Davin Nezer Taka says Beferish. I was reading the Shnai, I thought it was Mduik like that, but Davin Nezer Taka says it prepares the Simon Rish Pei Aleph. Davin Nezer says this Vart. He says a few dinim with this chilak that he wants to say that this whenever you're dealing with shuvim, it has to be that it turned into yayin. It has to become yayin meziga. But if it just was a shini mara, then it passes a mikvah, but it won't make it oishov. It's a chiddush halacha. The way he says it, he says that. What?
And if the mikvah would turn the yayin, you would have Rav's din.
What's Rav? What do you mean Rav's din? I mean, the Ramosha's din, Lamashal, if that's the lumdus of why you add shuvim, it makes it oishov. If that's the idea, then you wouldn't have it, achara, because it turned into yayin meziga. He says that the Ramah that says, mikvah chaser, shenofal sham yayin, v'nishtane mare, v'nofal sham shloi shalugin, Mayim Shuvim, Einam Poislim, even this din, which is already a more Chiddush Dika din. As you could have. Well? Yeah. This din, which is a more Chiddush Dika din already. You know, Rav's talking about that you have Shuvim, and the question is, did they become Oy Shuvim or not? But this din, that when you pour Shuvim into a mikvah, it doesn't have Pasal the Shuvim. Even that din, he says, it's only when you pour it into a mikvah that looks like Yayin. Well? He says even the Ramah, when he says Nishtana Mare, he means L'mar Yayin. So that's how Rav Nezer says it. Now Lamaisa, just to flesh out one additional point, I'm not 100% sure about it, but so Lamaisa, Lamaskana, we paskin like the Teretz of Rapapa, that even Rav, who says that if it's yayin meziga mikri, not like priya. So he says it's yayin meziga mikri. So if you had yayin, makes a shuni mara, it turns it into mara yayin, like the lashon of the Mishnah. So it has a din of chamer meziga. So you would think, okay, so memela has a din. Still, even there, we paskin what Rav says. Not like Rabbi Chaminuri. Is that if you have shloshe lugin chaser kurtav and you add chalav, so then even though it looks like mayim, it doesn't pass the mikvah. It's not called yayin. So if you're going to look at Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, you could say fine, you go by chazusa kaveh the shame of the mashke. So be consistent. But Rav, the Gemara, we're saying that we might be passing like Tanakama and we pass like Rav. So that means that you need both. That means that in order to have a shame shloshe lugin, even if you don't have shloshe lugin mayim. even if it looks like mayim, it's not going to pasul. So what do you see from there? That lemaisa, the chazusa doesn't convert the cholov into mayim. It doesn't make it into mayim. So what's the idea over here? So what does it do? So the whole thing becomes yayin? But it's not yayin. If chazusa doesn't convert it into yayin, so why does it become yayin for? So I think what the idea is maybe it's a specific idea by Yain Meziga, because there is a musig that by Yain Meziga that it doesn't change the mayim be'etzem but because the yain affects the mar of the mayim, memela it all becomes one mashka. It all becomes one mashka by yain. Why? Because by yain there's a musik of yain meziga. It means yain has in it the ability to be coil of water in it. That's the halacha of yain. So mechudish the halacha by yain.
Like seems one applied by meperis.
I don't know. Meperis could be also has this halacha, but I don't know if chalav has this halacha. I don't know if other things have this halacha. L'moshel by yain is the halacha that even if you hold that legabe shiurim, you don't add in other ingredients, but by yain, whatever mine you add in becomes a cheft of the yain. So you make you have a revius of the mine, you make alagafi, you don't make barin afashas, even though it's not like that.
Yain mezigah also says mitzvah. You're saying it's a chiddush. It's the same mitzvah.
No, I'm saying the point what the Gemara is saying over there is that yeah, there's another mashke here. I don't know. Meperes could be has a salach also. It could be meperes has any meperes has a salach. I'm not sure everything has a salacha. I'm not sure, but it could be that there's a special halacha that it could be it's leichter even if he holds that you need both. You need the shinui mare and. I mean, you don't have to say that. You could just say that the shuni mar you need it to look like mayim and be mayim. I mean, whatever. But what?
The Rishayim say.
But I'm saying if he's going with chazusa, so it does make it that we see it like yayin. So shaila is it make it that the ability to don it is part of the mayim? Because
the reason why chazusa doesn't work is not because
you need shuva chazusa. No, we pass the chazusa is milsa. We're going in Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to grab. All right.
The way you're explaining it, you're saying chazusa is a lot of milsa. You're saying it's a special than mayayin.
No, so I'm saying Rabbi Yochanan holds chazusa is milsa to be kaviyah the mashka completely, and Rav is not holding like that. So he has a darga less. So he's saying, yeah, no, it's not. It's a chiddush that needs chazusa. You wouldn't say with a chazusa. It's a chiddush that with the chazusa of the yain, it can mitzaref to the shem yain.
See, the chazusa by cholov is because chazusa v'shiur, or the way you're saying it, there's just no sign of chazusa by cholov.
No, the chazusa of cholov is the other way around. You're asking me what would happen if you need a kazai, to give a little bit of cholov and you would mitzaref mine.
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the other way around.
Milsa, so they have to say that you mean a chazusa v'shiur. And you're chazin the shiur, the way
right, I'm saying you're chazin the shiur. No, you. The point is the other way around. How come the chalav didn't become mayim?
I know that. So you're saying because you need chazin the
shiur. Right, so I'm saying that.
I'm saying because the chazusa doesn't.
The whole thing looks like mayim. I'm looking like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. He said, come on, fuck you, Rabbi Menuri. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says you need chazusa. The chazusa is enough. If the whole thing looks like mayim, it's enough. So he's saying that's not enough. That has to. It doesn't make that the chazusa replaces the shem of the thing itself. How you the reason why you don't need shiura is because by yayin there's a special if you have the chazusa of it, it's mitzaref to one shem mashke.
So that means that the chasarim by chalav is not because you don't have the shiura, it's that you don't have
the other way around. The chazar, no, you have chazusa, but chazusa doesn't make it into yayin. It doesn't, chazusa gives it a din. Cholov could become part of mayim. I don't know. If you would hold chazus like a Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, you would say that it's all mayim. Okay. Anyway, even though we're going with this var that when it's nishtana lamar yain it becomes yain meziga, but we still paskin. You still need. It doesn't. I call it not like that. So, okay, you need to explain. Why is it that you still have, you still need chazus of vishiura, la I was trying to say svar, but whatever. That still needs a shtickle beer. Okay. Yeah.